Hi, I'm Teresa Branscombe from the Internal Revenue Service. April 15th is just around the corner, and if you haven't filed your tax return yet, you probably could use some last-minute tips. So here to give them to us is Eric Smith, a public affairs specialist at the IRS. Welcome, Eric.
Hey, Teresa. Good to be with you.
Well, I'm glad you're here. Tell me, what is the best tip you can give to last-minute filers?
The best thing you can do, Teresa, file electronically and file on time.
All right, now why electronically?
Well, with electronic filing, what's the biggest thing people worry about around April 15th? Did the IRS get my return, and did they get it on time? With electronic filing, you never have to worry because the IRS tells you that it's gotten your return. You don't get that with a paper return. The other reason is that it really cuts mistakes way, way down. And when your return is right to start with, that's always good news.
All right. But doesn't it cost money to electronically file?
It can, but it doesn't have to. And for about 7 in 10 of us, it really doesn't have to because we qualify for Free File. Free File is a service through IRS.gov where you can do your return for free, fill it out for free, send it to the government for free. Hey, that's the best deal of all. If your income is $54,000 or less, you qualify.
Very nice. Well, what about people who still want to file a paper return?
If you still want to file a paper return, Teresa, first of all, check your math.
Okay.
Plain old adding and subtracting is still the biggest mistake a lot of people make.
Okay.
Number two, make sure all the schedules and forms that you need are attached.
Okay.
W-2s, that sort of thing.
Okay.
Number three, sign the return.
Okay.
A lot of people forget to sign the return, and if they're married, maybe they sign it and their spouse doesn't.
Okay.
Number four, when you get the mailing envelope, put that together, make sure you have enough postage on the envelope.
Mm-hmm.
And then number five, make sure you mail it to the IRS by midnight on April 15th and make sure it is mailed and postmarked by that time.
All right. Now, what if you can't file on time?
You know, there are two groups of people, Teresa, that have unique problems this time of the year. Those who can't get the return done, and those who, for whom the return is done, but they can't pay.
Okay, wow.
Two different problems, two different solutions. If you're in that first group, maybe you don't have all your records together, your W-2s, that type of thing. You can get an extra 6 months to put your return together.
Now, how do you do that?
A couple of ways. The best and easiest, do it electronically, do it online, do it through irs.gov, go through your tax preparer, use your tax preparation software. Any of those ways will get the job done. If you can't do it electronically, then download from this website Form 4868. Fill out that form, it's just a few lines, and again, make sure you mail it to the IRS by the midnight April 15th deadline.
All right, this gives you an extension of time to file. Does it give you an extension of time to pay?
It does not give you extra time to pay. So any money you send in after April 15th, there'll still be interest and a late payment penalty. So send a full payment if you can, or as much as you can, with the extension request.
All right, but what if you can't? What if you don't have the money?
If you don't have the money but your return is done, then the most important thing to do is file your return and file it on time. You know, I can't emphasize that enough, Teresa. A lot of people make the mistake of saying, I'll wait and file my return when I have the money. Bad idea. And the reason is because each month your return is late, you'll owe a 5% penalty based on the unpaid balance. And that mounts up real fast. So file your return on time, and if you can pay some of what you owe with your return, do so.
All right, but really, what if you just can't? Is there any way to get an extension of time to pay?
You can actually get more time to pay in many, many cases. And the easiest way to find out if you qualify is to go to the online payment agreement right here on irs.gov. By clicking on the online payment agreement and following the prompts step by step, entering some information about yourself and about your return, you can find out within a few minutes whether you qualify for more time to pay.
And how much time?
The time amount can vary. You can have just a few months, up to 4 months. That's the simplest, most straightforward approach.
Mm-hmm.
Or you may be able to set up a monthly payment agreement, something we call an installment agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Now, either way, you'll owe interest, you'll owe some late payment penalty, but particularly in the case of an installment agreement, you'll owe less penalty than you would have if you hadn't contacted the IRS. You'll also owe a user fee, But if you agree to pay what you owe electronically, and if your income is low, that user fee can be reduced quite a bit.
All right. Well, Eric, this is useful information. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Teresa.
And thank you all for joining us. I'm Teresa Branscombe. You can get more information on the IRS's official website, www.irs.gov.